Charles Bridge, Prague, Czech Republic. By far the busiest half a kilometer in the Czech Republic, Charles Bridge is pedestrians only since 1978. Also, here is a half kilometer that has seen the most history in Europe. It is one of the most photographed bridges in the world. There is an interesting legend around the starting time of its construction. Emperor Charles IV's belief in numerology. Its foundation stone was laid at exactly 5.31 a.m. on 9th of July 1357. The precise time was important as it formed a palindrome, 1357-975-31. The emperor felt it would imbue the structure with additional strength. Over the centuries, 45 years. The time span to build it. The two banks of the River Vltava were finally connected. Since its opening in 1402 CE, Prague became integral to the medieval trade route. It served as a solid land connection between Eastern and Western Europe. A stony, stoic witness to disasters and historic events. A 1,432 flood damaged three of its pillars. In 1496, one of them sank, and an arch gave way. It took 7 long years for repairs and its reopening. 1621 CE. A year after the Battle of White Mountain. To curb further Czech resistance, authorities displayed severed heads of 27 executed anti-Habsburg leaders on the Old Town Bridge Tower. Soon after, in 1648, close to the end of the Thirty Years' War, the Swedes occupied the west bank of Vltava. As they tried advancing into the Old Town, heavy fighting ensued on the overpass. The damage to the riverside of Old Town Bridge Tower was intense. So much so their remnants of Gothic decorations had to be removed afterward. Art on the bridge. Charles Bridge got a major facelift in the 17th and 18th centuries. 30 statues by masters adorned its northern and southern pillars. 15 on each side. That is the look we see today. A charming amalgamation of Baroque art on a Gothic bridge. Many sculptures here are not singular, but an ensemble. For example, number 14 on the south side, on your left as you come from the Old Town side, are there statues of Saints John of Matha, Felix of Valois, and Ivan. The most spacious and expensive sculpture on the span. And intended to honor the two founders of the Trinitarians. They were the order that supervised buying back and redeeming of Christians, in captivity under the Turks. Saint Ivan, the patron saint of Slavs, was added to the group for unknown reasons. The base depicts a cave in which three chained Christians are praying to the Lord for salvation. Number 3 on the north side is the Crucifix and Calvary. A historically interesting sculpture. It gained its present appearance over many centuries. This crucifix was originally made in 1629 by H. Hilger based upon a design by W. E. Brown. In 1666, two lead figures were added, but these were replaced in 1861 by the present sandstone statues by Emmanuel Max, portraying the Virgin Mary and John the Evangelist. The Brokoffs, Jan and sons Ferdinand, Michael, Matej Vaclav Jackal, and Joseph Max sculpted most of these. To read about more of these statues, hop across to my post Instagram roundup, Prague, Czech Republic. My brush with Charles Bridge. I was staying in Upava, a small boutique west side hotel just 300 meters from the bridge. Crossing Vltava was necessary to be in the old town center. To get there, I would walk through a street art-laden underpass, and climb the steps. Regardless of the hour, I found Charles Bridge teeming with people. So, taking a clear shot here was almost nightmarish. On this graceful epochal edifice of the bridge tower, it was a pity to see the terrible repair work. Despite regal decorations, the refurbishing seemed more an overhaul than a careful restoration. Still, UNESCO rightly lumped the bridge with the old town center of Prague to inscribe it on its World Heritage Sites list in 1992. For any visitor to Prague, not strolling across this icon is unimaginable. Add to that its medieval East-West Europe trade route significance, and you have a perfect candidate for our planet's landmark.